How do you move a 12,000-pound, 120-year-old lighthouse across a river? Residents of Port Clinton, Ohio, found out yesterday when they gathered to watch the lighthouse make the trip. From WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland, Elizabeth Miller explains.
For 60 years, the Port Clinton Lighthouse sat in a private marina on the Portage River, moved from its original spot on Lake Erie. One of the only remaining wooden lighthouses on the Great Lakes, the structure deteriorated over the years. But 5 years ago, a group of conservationists began to restore the lighthouse, and yesterday it moved back across the river. Many here lined up for hours to watch the lighthouse take its place on the lakefront. Mike Elias recalls his 1956 Port Clinton High class ring, which features the lighthouse, a symbol for Port Clinton.
I'm glad to see it back. We can sit on our front porch and see it.
The Conservancy's John Smothers orchestrated the move.
And then it was lifted with that same crane onto a barge, and then the barge came down the river, and then the crane lifted it off of a barge, then it came across here on the trailer, and then it lifted it on from the trailer onto its thing in 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Crossing the river itself only took about 10 minutes. It was the loading onto the trailer and its slow drive to the final site that took the rest of the morning. Port Clinton resident Ginger Goodfellow watched every second of it.
My son Paul Monach is driving the barge. I'm very proud of him. This is a great day for Port Clinton, for all the people here. It's just wonderful.
Now that the lighthouse is restored, the Conservancy's Richard Norgard hopes it will represent a new start for this town.
You know, some of our people have been crying and hugging each other, and it's just beyond my wildest dreams that we got this far.
The conservationists hope to open the lighthouse as a museum in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Miller.